Hello everyone, welcome to the Sounds of Shelley's World. This podcast is going to be all about Flora as a puppy. It begins with her puppy profile, which is written by the raisers when they just before they turn in the dogs for training. And we gather in class the day before Puppy Raiser Day, and they read the profiles to us. And it's always really fun to hear all the different profiles, and of course to hear your dog's profile. The next day is, as I said, Puppy Raiser Day, which is a day that Southeastern holds for the raisers, obviously. They come and the staff has written biographies of each of us, and you'll get to hear those on the graduation podcast. But the puppy raisers meet and hear the bios, and then they watch as each of us walks a route with our dogs. Then we meet outside for just a kind of a get-to-know-you time, and they take pictures, and that's when the interview that I'm going to play for you was recorded. We go inside then and have a brunch and more time to chat, and then they leave to go on a kennel tour, and we go about the rest of our day. It's always a really fun day. This past one was my third puppy raiser day. I've gotten to meet all my dogs' raisers, and it's always just been so wonderful to learn about them as puppies and, you know, to get to know the people that raise them, and it's just always a really great day. So this interview is very short. It's less than 5 minutes, I think. If it's longer than that, it's not much longer than that. I was going to record a little bit more, but it was pretty loud where we were at the brunch, so I didn't. But I think that what I got is really good, and so I decided that I would share it with you. So I hope that you enjoy it.
Last but not least is Flora, sponsored by Phil Davis and Kristen Wobbles, and named in honor of Flora Mae Davis, Phil's grandmother, who loved dogs and all animals all of her life. And she was raised by Aaron and Carolyn Lang. The Lang family lives in Lithia, Florida. Flora is very energetic and loves to be out working and socializing. She likes to play with other dogs and loves children. At a puppy sitter's home, Flora went to the beach on a trolley and a bus. Flora is a great traveler and has enjoyed mountains, streams, and a college campus. And while she loves kayaking, Flora was not a big fan of dive meets. She may have been worried about some of the divers, always the protective dog.
All right, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Lang.
I'm Erin Mathers.
And we raised Flora. We got her when she was 9 weeks old, and she came home to live with us and travel with us and be part of our family for right at a year before she went back in. She was an amazing dog. She's curious.
Spunky.
She's spunky. Yes, she definitely has a mind of her own, but she's not afraid of
really anything.
She likes to try new things. She's very loving. She loves to curl up with you and on your feet.
Watch TV with you. She loves to watch TV.
Yes,
listen to music.
What kind of music does she like?
She likes pretty much anything, you know, alternative, rock, stuff a teenager would listen to.
Hey, I like country. We're going to be in trouble,
Flora.
Oh,
she loves country with me.
Yes.
She's pretty much happy doing whatever.
Yeah, she adjusts to whatever the situation is fairly well.
And she's happy as long as you're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely likes to please.
Yes.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yes. If you let her know what you expect, she will do it. Sometimes she'll go, humph. Yes. But she will.
Yeah, she can be a little stubborn about it.
Oh, yes. She's like, if you really want me to, okay.
She definitely has her own opinion.
Yeah. Are you opinionated?
Yes. I think all smart dogs are opinionated.
Oh, definitely.
She's definitely a smart dog.
Very intelligent.
So why did you decide to raise?
our dog that was Aaron's service dog. Aaron had a seizure dog growing up, finally passed away. So we had a void in our house. We'd had a dog since Aaron was 5. And
then we have a dog anymore.
Yes. And it made Aaron very, very sad. But Aaron was going off to college, so I didn't want a new family dog or anything.
Right.
Yeah. And Erin doesn't need a seizure dog anymore. She hasn't had a seizure since she was 13 now.
Oh, cool.
So, but when she was little, she would have 7 to 12 a day.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So, and the dog would come and tell me when she was going to have one so I could make sure she wasn't in the kitchen on the stool.
Right.
So, but other than that, yes, as Erin got older and quit having seizures, she turned very definitely into a family pet.
Yeah. And I was looking into training dogs as a career, and it's still an option for me, and this is definitely a positive experience for me.
Yes.
Cool. So how'd you find Southeastern?
We live in this area.
Oh, do you?
And
okay.
My dad's a veterinarian in Sarasota, so yeah, I knew exactly where to go.
Oh, cool.
So I grew up with fundraising for Southeastern.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Which group are you a part of? Which puppy raiser group?
We're a part of the Sun City puppy raiser group, even though we live in Fishhawk. So
yeah.
Although, we almost had enough puppies in our neighborhood. At one point, we had 5 of the Berlin sisters in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
Yes. Which meant they had a lot more dog time than they probably should have.
They had a lot of fun together. Definitely grew up together.
Yes.
Well, I hope Flora likes guiding.
I think she's
sure
best
she
when she has something to do.
Yes. She definitely likes to work.
Yes, she does. She likes to relax, too. She relaxes nicely, but she likes to work. She always got excited when it was time to go do things. She was ready for the new challenges. She liked them all.
She liked them all. She was pulling me through the mall.
It's all very exciting. She really liked the outside mall, like the outlet malls.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she was raised by a teenager. So.
Yeah. Malls. Lots of malls.
Malls. Went to hockey games and
movies. And
movies. Yeah, she liked the movies.
Except, by the way, there's popcorn on the ground at movies.
Oh, yeah.
What was your favorite thing about her?
Definitely the fact that, we were just each other's best friends, and I always had her there.
Yeah.
I loved when she'd come, I'd be doing something on my computer and watching TV, and she'd just lay across my feet.
Oh.
Like, I'm here.
If you need me.
Just in case you need me, I'm here. Oh, if you would like to go out, I'm waiting. Anytime you're ready. Yes, I said that word, didn't I? I'm sorry.
What word?
Out.
Oh.
She popped up.
We're ready to head in.
Okay.
All right, cool.